Our next item was subdivision 2005-67, Summer Hill Developments.
That was withdrawn on the announcement at the beginning of the public hearing.
I don't think it was.
We skipped Keith Rogers.
I'm looking at the wrong, oh, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that doesn't happen very often, but that doesn't happen very often.
Mr. Johnson's last meeting rubbed off.
It sure did. Yeah, but did you listen to the tapes and visit the site and you're familiar with it?
Okay, as we were saying, back to subdivision 2005-67, Summer Hill Developments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-67, my motion is for deferral to give Mr. Smith an opportunity to review the public record and the comment on, since this is in his area.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-67 Summer Hill Developments for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lang, do you have any news or any other little updates or juicy little tidbits from around the county that we need to know about? Or?
Oh, gee. The
put it that way, right?
Council approved the Tidewater applications. They amended the conditions, minor condition changes. What else did they do? Three Tidewater applications were all approved. There was one of them.
They're going to let them put the name of the Angola Estates on there?
I don't think so. I think they left that alone.
Okay. And, yes, sir.
Tomorrow we'll be meeting with DelDOT to find out what they're going to do to help us out with the plan.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be enlightening, I'm sure.
It will be interesting.
Yes, it will.
Along those same lines, I think it's on the agenda for County Council to discuss the contract with the consultant.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be.
Is that a public hearing with DelDOT?
No, that's just a staff meeting.
Staff. Do we need to pick our special meeting for October?
Well, we did.
We did.
Did last.
Yep.
What was the date of it?
What will be
the middle?
18th.
That's right.
Okay. 3:00.
And right. for the benefit of the commission, I may not be here for the last meeting of the month, depending upon if I get back in town in time.
You got a Halloween parade to go to, or what?
Yeah.
We don't need to know.
I'm playing Colonel Saunders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halloween.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Yeah, one thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Gordy's asked me about this and some of the other commissioners. There's been a lot of noise made recently about what you can advertise and things like that with regard to subdivisions and things that don't have final site plan approval. Probably what the county needs to do is revisit. It's section 99. Dash 40 of the subdivision land, which says that you can't offer to sell, negotiate to sell, or sell any land as a subdivision without first recording an approved plat. The practical side of that is it occurs all the time, you know, whether it's the sale of a whole project, you know, or whatever. But I think the county needs to look at that, and I'm just throwing that out to you all because it's coming up, and it has on one particular project. That was actually on the agenda this evening. But the other thing is I think the county needs to look at in planning and zoning is the advertisement of the sale of lots where the advertisements aren't on individual or aren't on the subject property. You know, I don't know, Lawrence or Shane, you know, we've been getting tons of phone calls on that about signs advertising one project that are clear across on the other side of the county without permits.
We had a conversation with representatives of the project that was on the agenda earlier.
Yeah,
and they were actually here this evening, and had asked if they could speak. They didn't ask to be recognized when their project came up, so they didn't say anything. But they played ignorance to the ordinance as far as that the advertising offering for sale, and even in conversation, offered a self-imposed fine that they would offer to the county if the county would be receptive to it in conversation.
I think they
acknowledged that they weren't aware of it according to their statements.
Yeah. Well, and that
but they had billboards up and signs here and there. And
well, I think rather than the fine, they need to. Because the problem is that we're getting calls from people who aren't that same group, you know, saying if they can do it, how come we can't? I don't care so much about the fines. I just want everybody to be on the same playing field.
That's right.
So.
And it's more than that individual. It's
a lot
of them do it. And we discussed it before, and the question is they're marketing to see if it's worth proceeding.
Yeah.
You know, before they go for, while they're in the process of going for final even.
Well, that would be, if that's one of the
But it's offering for sale was, we were advised in the past that as long as they don't go to settlement.
Right.
So they're, I mean, they got contracts that we were told the other day that I think it was 79 units within one project it was sold before they got final approval. But they hadn't gone to settlement.
I think that's the way, that would be my suggestion on the change, that you can't offer for sale until after you get preliminary approval.
Yeah, that's right.
And any contract has to be contingent on final.
Almost told you.
Would you like to draft up some language? And
I'll give it a shot.
I agree with you on that. I think someone that starts advertising and all that before preliminary,
right,
it's definitely outlined. But
nowadays, it takes forever to get from preliminary to final anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, something needs to be done.
Okay.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Well, we're going to be getting in the near future, months, sometime in the spring probably. Council's been been a lot of discussion in the last several council meetings about signage. We're getting complaints about all these little intersections being full of all these little paper signs that have little sticks holding them up, and then we're getting complaints about flashing, blinking, scrolling, letter changing lights on signs on a regular basis. That'll be coming.
Yeah, that would be.
I wouldn't imply anything.
How'd you mention it?
Are we done? Anything else?
We were done a while ago.
We're